Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Good job, Andrew. Let's move out to our SDCCU fan hotline, talk a little Padres baseball with our good friend Mark Sweeney here on 97.3 The Fan at the All-Star break. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Chris T. Gwynn, how are you guys? I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. We are good.
How was your break, Ben? I mean, did you get one?
You know it, buddy. We needed one bad, didn't we? And yeah, it was great. I took the family over to Palm Springs for a couple days, and I'm all refreshed and ready to go.
Sweet. What do you think about the Padres? Refreshed, ready to go. How much does that three-game sweep in L.A., does that do them some good going into the second? I got to believe it really does. I mean, I know it doesn't help you actually win a game, but it puts a really positive thing in your head going into the second half.
Yeah, Chris, it does. I think it was the good and the bad. Obviously, we had the Giants at the home series that was really disappointing. Then you lose the first one in L.A. You're like, man, this could get ugly because you're playing the Dodgers and how good they've been. So to be able to get those last three, to pitch as well as they did, that's a good sign moving forward. I do say this. They have to be much better at home. And that's the reason why that Giants series was kind of like a head-scratcher for me. But good taste in their mouth going into the All-Star break, and I think that bullpen really needed some.
Okay, Swain, give me a pitcher and one offensive guy who you think is poised to have a good second half here.
Let's see. Pitcher, I would say I'm going to go with Joey Lucchese because he's been excellent.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's taken that next step in that progression that we all look for. I think he is starting to feel better on his arm side command, which I think is pretty important. I think he really always had that glove side command that opens that stuff up. But to me, I think Joey Lucchese on the pitching side. Offensive, I want Franmil Reyes to have that second half that he had last year, especially when he went down to Triple-A, had to make some adjustments. I'd like to see Franmil, not that he had a bad first half, obviously the home run power is there, but I'd like to see his RBIs come into a middle-of-the-order bat, and I know he can.
Mark Sweeney is with us on the SDCCU fan hotline talking a little Padres baseball here at the break. Obviously, Padres back in action tomorrow night right here on 97.3 The Fan. They will host the Atlanta Braves, kick off a three-game weekend series. Mark, what do you like best about the Padres heading into the second half, and what do you like the least, or what concerns you the most, I guess would be a better way to ask it, heading into the second half?
Chris, I think it's a great question. We're looking at the position that they're in right now. And I said it when we finished our post-game show after the 500 record. I think everyone, and I'm sure there's probably fans that wanted a better record, but I think all of us representing and doing what we do on air, a 500 record at the All-Star break, we would have all taken it.
Yeah.
It's just the way they've really gotten there. And I think the surprise has been the starting rotation and how well they've done to a point where they're getting that opportunity to feel like, hey, this is where we have to make a push. That being said, I think the next 2 weeks are pretty important to showcase to the front office what they're trying to do and what they can do at the trading deadline. I know they're going to try to get some of those controllable players, but that's something that I think is going to be hard to do at times because I think other organizations know they want to go that direction as well. So your second part of the question, I think the tough thing is going to be if, you know, what happens with Paddock.
Yeah.
Chris Paddock is going to be the guy that how long do they go with him? How long can he go? And coupled with that, you know, is there an innings limit where it's going to hurt them on this stretch drive?
Swain, you know, you bring up the starting pitching, and Denelson Lamet made his season debut against the Dodgers. I thought he looked really good for a guy who hadn't pitched in a big league game in about a year. But that also pushes somebody out of the rotation. The Padres have technically seven starters up at the big league level right now. As it pertains to Matt Strom, do you see him long-term as a starter, or do you see him going making that move back to the bullpen?
I'd like to see him at the bullpen level, and why I say this is that, you know, Tony, there's weapons in the game that are dominating weapons, yeah. And I feel like Matt Strom can be that guy. I'm much like a Josh Hader. I'm not going to put him in that category because Josh has done that and actually taken it where he can finish games. I think Matt Strom's that good in a sense of he has the ability to up the ante a little bit, and it looks like he is throttled back, in my opinion, as a starter. The stuff is still there, but it's not empty in the tank. And I think that will allow him to be able to do that, add a little more velocity with his fastball, which I think comes into play with, as you know, the discrepancy of the fastball and the changeup. If you start getting it into 93, 94, 95, where he was last year, then you throw that changeup off that. I think that's the challenge for hitters. And if it's 91, 92 fastball, it's an easier adjustment, in my opinion.
Mark, let me ask you a little bit about Fernando Tatis Jr. I don't know what's left to say about this young guy, except for the fact that we're going to love talking about him and watching him play for hopefully a long, long time here in San Diego. Today, ESPN did an article that named him the most exciting player in the game. That's quite an honor for a 20-year-old. And it also gives the Padres a little national recognition in a city where people don't think the Padres get any national recognition. What are you hearing through your baseball circles? What are people asking and saying to you when they talk about Fernando Tatis Jr.?
You know, guys, I thought it was really cool how, and I don't know if you saw it on social media, the Mike Trout thing, saying about
about
how exciting he was from Mike Trout's mouth. I mean, that's saying high praise when you know this is a guy in the American League, and yes, he's down an hour away, maybe an hour and a half away from the Angels, but I don't think he gets to watch him too much, and he knows how important Fernando Tatis is to the game. This young man is putting himself and this team in that recognition where they're going to start writing articles not only on him, but they're going to start watching Franmil Reyes because they're watching him. Right. They're going to watch Hunter Renfroe. They're going to watch everybody else because of Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado. So it goes into the thought process, I think, of this organization, and it's a really good one. Of you knew you had a star in the making. I don't think all of us knew it was going to be this quickly, but I think it's one of those things that you're going to see Fernando Tatis Jr. bring more recognition to this club than they anticipated this early, and I think it's a really cool thing. That's how good he is, and I love watching him play because – when I was over the railing, and Tony knows this, when you're over a railing and you're that close to the game, but you also know the guy in the locker room and you know what he's doing inside the locker room, and then he proceeds to show how smart he is in the game, you start marveling and you go, man, I can't believe I get to watch it this close. I'm not that close, but I feel like I'm watching a guy that's just going to be an all-star for years to come.
Mark Sweeney, Fox Sports San Diego, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Mark, I appreciate your time. I want to get one more in before we let you go. Talk a little bit about how preparation changes from first half to second half. Obviously, you get past the break. You know you're coming down that stretch run here. How does the preparation change?
Yeah, T, it does. I think more of it from the pitcher side of our starters going to have their in-between bullpen sessions. Some of them cut them off. I've always watched that, which I thought was probably smart in the sense of just, you know, realizing there's only so many bullets they're going to have in a year. From the other perspective, of the everyday player perspective, I think it's just routine, but you might want to back off a little bit and make sure you have those days where you have the ability to step back and look at the game, but also know, you know what? What I did in the month of December, January, and February, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. And it's a good feeling to know, whether you're a bench player, whether you're an everyday guy, or whether you're a platoon guy. This is the best time of the year. This is when you have that second wind, and here it comes. So it's exciting. I'm glad the Padres are in that position, and hopefully they can get off to a really good start, because this could be a tough challenge with the Atlanta Braves coming in. This is a team that I think is probably a year advanced than the Padres are,
yeah,
because of what they did last year and the veterans and also the young players that they have that are budding superstars as well, Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies. So I'm looking for that. I'm looking forward to that series. And this is going to be a good one starting tomorrow night.
It's going to be a good second half, lots of fun. And Mark Sweeney does a terrific job. Love listening to you. I love when you get the games. I mean, I love Mark,
Thank you.
I love when you get the games, Mark Sweeney and Mark Grant and all the guys at Fox and Tony Gwynn Jr. And you guys are on my TV about 20 hours a day between games and POV and pre-games and post-game. Can't get enough of you, Mark. Thanks,
Chris,
for your time as a host.
I didn't know we bored you enough of that. But,
no, I watch it over and over again. That's how crazy my life is. Thanks, Mark. We'll see you around at the ballpark. Mark Sweeney right there talking a little Padres, getting us ready for the second half.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.